We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, inspiring viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Alpha's D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. and in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom pledges a donation of £331 million to Nepal for development aid. In cultural news, Iran Arts Site offers information on music, theatre, visual arts and education. In ecology news, Brisbane, Australia celebrates Green Earth Day. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 27th, is the national day of three African countries. Sierra Leone observes Independence Day, commemorating its self-rule gained in 1961. Situated between Guinea and Liberia in West Africa, Sierra Leone is home to the Outamba Kilimi National Park. This extensive savanna area is protected habitat for 9 species of primates, of which 4 are already threatened, as well as western elephants, pygmy hippopotamuses, and savanna buffaloes. It also contains 220 types of birds. In South Africa, it is Freedom Day, honoring the first democratic elections held in the country in 1994. Abundant in resources and richly diverse in plants and animals, South Africa has more than 200 species of mammals, 800 kinds of birds, and over a dozen national parks and safeguarded regions. Cape Floral Region Protected Areas, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site, has nearly 20% of the continent's flora and is one of the most plentiful regions for plants on the earth. This day is also Togo's Independence Day, commemorating its autonomy achieved in 1960. The extraordinary Takienta Tower houses of the Batamariba people are a reflection of the society's living in harmony with the natural surroundings. Kutumaku, the land of the Batamariba, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. May the friendly citizens of Sierra Leone, South Africa, and Togo have a memorable National Day.
Fly-in news. Wildfires blaze in Russia's far east. According to Russian news agency Itar-Tass, days of raging blazes had consumed tens of thousands of hectares by Monday, April 25th, with 31 fires still burning out of control and nearly 900 firefighters working to douse the flames. Of special concern is the more than 10,000 hectares burned across two remaining protected areas for far eastern leopards, which are the rarest on Earth. Saying that these territories are home to the last 35 far eastern leopards, World Wildlife Fund spokeswoman Elena Starostina stated that environmentalists would attempt this summer to restore and replant at least 1 million trees in the region. Meanwhile, the Russian Emergency Ministry reported that the number of fires registered across the nation for the first 4 months of 2011 is 11 times higher than the same period in 2010. We thank the Russian firefighters, volunteers, and World Wildlife Fund for your caring efforts to save lives. May such conditions be eased for all beings as we renew our care for the environment.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan. While over 14,200 fatalities have been confirmed after the devastating March 11th earthquake and tsunami, the search continues for 12,000 people listed as missing, as well as an unknown number of others still unaccounted for. For the first time since the disaster, police conducted a full-scale search for victims in Futaba town of Fukushima Prefecture, 4.5 kilometers north of the damaged Fukushima Daiichi power plant. On Tuesday morning, April 26, the facility's operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, sent robots inside the building of reactor number 1 to check for leakage and other damage. The company is planning to pump more cooling water into the reactor to submerge and stabilize the fuel rods by mid-July. Meanwhile, at reactors number 3 and 4, the level of radioactive water has been rising over the past several days. In the tunnel of reactor number 3, it had reached just 99 centimeters below ground level by Monday afternoon. With the threat of seawater contamination once again urgent, TEPCO officials stated that they are still working to find a storage space to adequately contain the contaminated liquid. In nearby schools, where radiation has restricted schools from outdoor activities, the city of Koriyama in Fukushima Prefecture announced plans to remove radioactive topsoil from school grounds so that children may go outdoors again.
On Tuesday in Tokyo, over 200 farmers brought their cows to demand compensation for their losses due to contaminated products. Meanwhile, Governor Yoshihiro Murai and mayors of Miyagi Prefecture were invited to the quake-affected Onagawa nuclear power station for a rare on-site inspection. As Tuesday also marked the 25th anniversary of the Chernobyl blast, the world remembered the many victims of the nuclear catastrophe in 1986, some of whom continue to suffer from radiation effects today. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano stated that lessons from the Chernobyl accident had prompted some of the the government's post-disaster decisions made in efforts to ensure public safety, including the evacuation perimeter and no-entry zone. On the eve of the Chernobyl anniversary, 700 demonstrators, including politicians, gathered in downtown Vienna, Austria, to protest the use of nuclear power, while thousands of German activists called for nuclear reactors to be closed at different bridges across the Rhine River between Germany and France. On Tuesday, a group of 87 non-governmental organizations in Japan reiterated the call for a nuclear-free society.
Our gratefulness to Japanese and worldwide governments, personnel and experts working to assist through these difficult circumstances, as we also thank those whose concerned voices are striving to bring a safer world for everyone. Let us all join swiftly in efforts to ease such calamities as these through our transition to more conscientious, eco-balancing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. Members of the public continue to call upon their governments for higher standards that include improved living conditions and human rights, as well as democratic principles of citizen participation, with demonstrations that are occurring in countries such as Algeria, Bahrain, Iraq, Libya, Kurdistan, Mauritania, Syria, US, and Yemen.
Thousands in Morocco rallied on Monday, April 25th, saying that they reject the committee appointed to draft a new constitution because it is comprised of King Mohammed's own people, saying that the entire governance system must first be overhauled to represent the needs of the people.
In Bahrain, the government continues its violent suppression of unarmed protesters, including the detainment of three national football team members. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera News Agency's bureau chief Ghassan Benjedda in Beirut, Lebanon, has resigned over concerns that the channel is not being objective in its reporting of the situations in Bahrain or Yemen.
Minority party members in Yemen on Monday accepted the Gulf Cooperation Council's plan for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down after transferring his duties to an appointed deputy within 60 days, as they also pledged to take part in a transitional interim government. Meanwhile, as the mainly young protesters kept up their demonstrations calling for President Saleh's immediate departure, three were killed by government forces firing upon them. To help ease tensions, the United States government is urging President Saleh to begin transferring presidential powers immediately.
According to Jordanian Information Minister Taher Adwan, the Syrian government has closed the border crossing from the nearby Syrian city of Daraa in an apparent attempt to keep people from fleeing the conflict. Government forces were also reported to have used tanks to seal off both Daraa and the Damascus suburb of Douma before then opening fire. Dozens of people are reported to have died in the attacks and approximately 500 have been arrested.
In Libya, although the government has announced its forces are departing from Misurata, they continue to attack the city. Many people are also streaming across Libya's western border into Tunisia, saying that government forces are now bombarding mountain towns.
As we mourn the loss of lives, we pray for the conflicts to cease in all nations, and that people everywhere choose the path of shared respect and freedom, so that peace may prevail for all beings.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Chilean poet remembered. On Monday, April 25th, Mr. Gonzalo Rojas Pizarro, beloved in his homeland and throughout all of Latin America, passed away at the ripe age of 93. With gifted verse that earned him international acclaim, Mr. Pizarro's works were translated into 11 languages and gained such honors as the Miguel de Cervantes Prize, the Chilean National Prize for Literature, the Queen Sofia Ibero-American Poetry Prize, and the Octavio Paz International Poetry and Essay Prize, among others. Throughout the years, Mr. Pizarro was also regarded with love and respect at the universities where he was a guest instructor in countries such as Chile, Germany, Spain, Venezuela, Mexico, and the United States. Our sincere sympathies go to the family and colleagues of Mr. Gonzalo Rojas Pizarro, whose legacy of verse will continue to inspire readers for years to come. May his soul rest serenely in the poetic grace and light of the heavenly realm.
Save our planet. Livestock raising a major source of dangerous nitrogen pollution. Excessive amounts of nitrogen in the environment are costing up to 320 billion euros per year in damage to Europe's environment and human health, according to a major study just conducted by 200 experts from 21 countries. The costs of this nitrogen pollution, which originates largely from livestock manure and synthetic fertilizers, represent more than double the benefits of the continent's agriculture sector.
Nitrogen runoff in rivers and streams causes algal growths that suffocate aquatic and marine life, as well as disturb delicate ecosystems. Lead author Dr. Mark Sutton of the UK's Centre of Ecology and Hydrology also pointed out that 85% of the nitrogen in crops is actually consumed by livestock. Only 15% is used to feed humans directly. This, combined with the excessive nitrogen from livestock manure, highlights a need to reduce meat intake.
Dr. Sutton and colleagues, we are grateful for your work that underscores the dangers of nitrogen pollution and livestock raising. May humanity quickly adopt lifestyles that preserve and protect all beings on our planetary home.
So, the energy that we create by loving animals and by wanting to save the planet is immense, and it's going to affect you and everyone around it. So, logically speaking, vegetarian diet is the protection that we need. We need this protective energy. The most important thing that every one of us can do, and the easiest is just to be veg. That will help improve the environment and stop global warming, 80%. And the 20% left over, nature will take care. So we will have absolutely nothing to fear. If everyone become vegan, then the planet will completely be healed, be protected, and will progress.
Save Our Planet. During a meeting with Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga, former US President Bill Clinton commends the Kenyan leader's interest in protecting his nation's environment as he pledges the support of his philanthropic foundation for programs to preserve Kenya's forests and other natural resources.
Save Our Planet, a Green Corridor initiative by Jordan's Royal Botanic Garden and the French Embassy, seeks to plant millions of trees from the northern city of Erbid to Aqaba in the south in an effort to increase the country green cover, protect biodiversity, and provide jobs to local villages.
Save Our Planet. Scientists seek the cause of thousands of sardines found dead in California's Ventura Harbor in the USA, especially as this sad event follows one just last month when 175 tons of sardines were discovered similarly perished in nearby King Harbor near Redondo Beach.
International bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We enjoy eating delicious plant-based foods for our diet. Today, we'd like to share a tip on being green.
Working from home is a good way to help the environment.
When you don't have to drive to your job, you can reduce gasoline usage and CO2 emissions.
You may wish to speak to your employer to see if working from home is a suitable option.
Thank you for your attention. And thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news. The United Kingdom pledges a donation of £331 million to Nepal. The Minister of State of International Development of the UK, His Excellency Mr. Alan Duncan, announced the contribution will be available over the next 4 years. Peacebuilding, governance support, achieving Millennium Development Goals, and climate change and disaster risk reduction programs will be the focus of this UK Department for International Development Nepal operational plan. 3 million are expected to benefit from projects to mitigate the effects of global warming. In addition, 230,000 jobs will be created, of which 50% will be for women. Furthermore, a forestry program is envisioned to help 570,000 increase their standard of living. Our earnest appreciation, United Kingdom, and heaven's blessings for your generosity. As nations continue to assist each other, may all have a future graced with abundant opportunities.
In cultural news, an Iranian website offers a variety of information on music, theater, visual arts, and education. Iran Arts Site, which is accessible at farhoner.com, also has an international section. Furthermore, news about subjects including current meetings and exhibitions is announced on the site. Cultural official Mr. Majid Amrali emphasized that supporting Iranian art with new technologies will help it to develop. Congratulations, Iran, on your commendable initiative. May the rich heritage of your nation continue to flourish and add unique beauty to our precious world. Up next on Noteworthy News, Green Earth Day Festival in Australia encourages sustainable living. We'll take a moment to remember God's blessings. Be right back with more high-thinking news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, magnanimous news for a benevolent world. In ecology news, Brisbane, Australia celebrates Green Earth Day. This vegan, family-oriented, free environmental festival is held to raise awareness about how easy it is to practice an earth-protecting, plant-strong lifestyle. Featured were art and fashion displays, speakers, children's entertainment, food stands, cooking demonstrations, live bands and other performers. There were even opportunities to make a smoothie blended by your own pedal power.
I'm making a smoothie?
Yeah.
I reckon you're done.
Is it better when you pedal for it?
Well, it's very nice.
Groups focused on animal welfare, recycling and healthy habits were also there offering information and eco-friendly products. President and founder of Queensland-based Green Earth Group Incorporated, Ms. Lee Chantel Koch, organized and promoted the vibrant gathering to help ensure the safeguarding of our planet for generations to come. Our hats off, Ms. Lee Chantel Koch, dedicated volunteers and participants, for this fabulous event. May the vegan way soon be the path taken by all for a tranquil, compassionate and blissful future.
Be veg and go green to save the planet.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Jamaican entitled Engraved Locket.
You know one jewel shop, one young boy buy one dear locket to give him girlfriend for a present. You want me to put her name, Pani? The jeweler asks. The young boy think for a little bit and then say, oh no, no put no name, Pani. Only put to me one and only love. That way, de, if we broke up, we can use it again.
And now our viewers' heartline from Miss Wendy Hunt-Batch, president of the World Parrot Refuge in Coombs, British Columbia, Canada. The refuge has been honored by Supreme Master Ching Hai with the Shining World Compassion Award and $20,000 Canadian to help with their noble work of taking care of the loving parrots. Miss Hunt-Batch wrote this message upon receiving the letter informing her of the award.
Everyone who has seen the award letter is moved to tears. I cannot begin to tell you what this feels like. We know that there is so much to be done, and we are just at the beginning of helping people to understand that all living beings share this planet. We will work harder. We will do our very best to be worthy of the honor bestowed upon us by Supreme Master Ching Hai. If I can help in any way, please ask me. It would be a great honor. Love from Wendy of World Parrot Refuge, Canada.
Tender-hearted Wendy, it is wonderful to hear from you. Our profound thankfulness for your devotion to our exquisite bird friends. We look forward to visiting the World Parrot Refuge and later being able to show our caring viewers the intelligent avians who are living in security and happiness. With all love to you, the devoted staff, and the blessed winged messengers of the divine.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May virtue be your gift from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping welcomes a senior senatorial delegation from the USA, including Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and 9 colleagues, for talks that focus on enhancing especially trade relations between the two countries.
In Russia, Moscow-based New York Times reporters Mr. Clifford J. Levy and Ms. Ellen Barry are awarded the eminent Pulitzer Prize for their commentary on the Russian judicial system, which has significantly influenced discussion in the country.
The city of Camaiore in Tuscany, Italy, hosts a 4-day vegan festival featuring performances, delicious food, cruelty-free products and more, all with an emphasis on animal welfare and free to the public.
In his weekly radio and internet address, US President Barack Obama calls for developing sustainable energy resources to address high fuel prices, saying that the country must move beyond practices like subsidizing fossil fuel production and begin investing instead in the future.
Austrian news magazine Profil reports that a local resident whose garden digging recently revealed a buried medieval treasure of more than 200 precious rings, brooches and other ornaments says that he does not wish to profit by selling them but will consider loaning the collection to a museum.
According to Tibetan culture and literature expert Dr. Karma Trinley of Tibet University in Lhasa, doctors nearly 3,000 years ago were already performing brain surgery as described in the Buddhist scripture, the Tripitaka.
Basel Botanical Gardens in Switzerland is welcoming visitors coming to see a rare bloom from the giant 2-meter flower Amorphophallus titanium as the first such blossom in 75 years in Switzerland and in 17 years across the world.
In Cambodia's capital city of Phnom Penh, some 5,000 environmental activists and dedicated citizens conduct the first annual cleanup campaign by picking up litter as well as helping inform the public about caring for and conserving the environment.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/nwn.